Every now and then, podcast inspiration can strike and give you the best idea you've ever had. And once you have this amazing idea, it can be difficult to decide whether to create a second podcast or quit the first podcast altogether and run with the new idea. Ooh, or maybe integrate it into your current podcast. Or what if you rebrand your current podcast? There's just so many possibilities. I'm Jordan, host of Podcasting Q&A, where we answer your questions about how to start, grow, and monetize a podcast. This week's question is from Kelly.
Hello, this is Kelly McWilliams from This Versus That, Wedding Decisions with Kelly McWilliams. I just finished recently season 3 of my first podcast. In the meantime, I've come up with a second podcast idea that I think will actually do even better than my original. My question is in two parts. One, how can I best use my first and original podcast to make a success of my second podcast? They're within the same industry and going to be for the same listenership. Second, should I continue having both podcasts if the new one does so much better than the original? Like, I'm totally open to keeping both going, but would I do better just having the one and putting all of my focus there? Thank you so much.
Great question, Kelly. To help me answer it, I've invited Badr Milligan, who you might recognize from the Buzzsprout YouTube channel and is a host of the Short Box podcast. Badr, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Jordan, it is my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Kelly's question, I'm actually very excited about this question because you can sense in her voice the excitement at this new idea. You can tell she's really sitting on something good. So I think we can start out with her first question, which is basically, how can she leverage her current podcast to make the new podcast successful? Honestly, the fact that her podcast is the same topic and the same listenership is a huge advantage to leveraging your current podcast.
Yeah. So first of all, congrats to Kelly. I mean, that's it's a lot of work to just do one podcast, but to also be able to say, like, you know, you've been so successful the first one that, you know, you're thinking about spinning off or even launching a second one. There's not a lot of podcasters out there that can claim that. So, congratulations to Kelly. That's awesome. So I would say that I think she's in a really good position, like you were saying. You know, if her two podcasts are dealing with the same industry, you know, I think it's safe to assume it's going to have very similar audiences. And I'd almost say, like, you know, I would recommend that she uses her first show and maybe even the second one, right? For, like, I think there's a lot of branding and marketing opportunities, especially since both shows are going to be aimed at the same, like, target audience. And I would almost encourage her to, as she's building the hype and getting the word out for the second one, to possibly, you know, promote herself, right? Like, this is a big deal. Like, she's spinning off. She's kind of, like, grown. I won't say it. I think a network is far too early to say right now. But having two podcasts that are in sync, I think gives you a lot of really cool branding and marketing opportunities. And I think if she was to promote herself by, say, like, running an ad in her first podcast to promote the new one, you know, something along the lines of, like, hey, if you enjoy this show and me talking about, you know, the wedding industry, then you'll enjoy my new show where I really dive into, you know, this nuance or this topic here. I think there's a great way of having that synergy and, like, using both shows to feed into one another.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I think that this is maybe even a good opportunity for using something like dynamic content insertion, such as, like, what Buzzsprout has, where you can do a promotion at the beginning of your episode, dynamically insert it into all of your previous episodes, especially if your content's evergreen and you might have listeners going back to, like, some of your first episodes. Create a promo saying, hey, if you love this, definitely go check out this new podcast that I've done. Something like that, and then dynamically insert it into all of your back catalog so that anyone who is a new listener or just getting caught up on your older episodes is able to hear that announcement prior to doing a baked-in promotion, maybe in the intro or housekeeping section of your latest episode. So I think that that is a really good option.
Well said. And that is an excellent suggestion because it saves, it's like working smarter, right? Like, it sounds like, you know, she's been doing it for a while. So I'm going to assume she's got a lot of back catalog episodes. So it's an opportunity to use that back catalog to promote like this new thing, right? Whether an episode's been a year old or 2 years old, you still can use that as a means to communicate this new thing that you got going on. Because you never know where someone might start. You know, there's folks that start at the newest episode. They might go to a specific one because you got a guest or a topic. And then there's the outliers who start from, you know, episode one, and their goal is to work all the way up. I think that's your point, leveraging, you know, automatic ads, you know, the dynamic ads to make, like, to spread that announcement out is a great idea.
Something else that she talked about, she did briefly mention, I just finished my third season of this podcast, right?
Impressive, yeah.
And then she has an idea for a second thing. And what kind of came to mind for me is if it's the same topic and the same listenership, this could be a really good opportunity for a rebrand of your current podcast. So maybe start season four with a rebrand and you can do an announcement. We actually have a Buzzsprout video and a blog about how to rebrand your podcast. Buzzsprout's done it successfully. We went from 5-minute Mondays to podcasting Q&A, which was the smart thing for Buzzsprout to do because 5-minute Mondays didn't make any sense. But there is an opportunity here for a rebrand, especially in between seasons. And you could drop an episode saying like, I'm actually going to be pivoting my podcast to this topic and, you know, changing up the name, changing up the premise of the podcast, but you're going to love it because it's still about this topic that you enjoy.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think your audience would get annoyed by that, like by you, like kind of like hammering in that announcement and really sharing that and pushing that, because it sounds like, you know, three seasons and you've seen enough success to launch a second one. I think they would want to hear like more. I mean, clearly, you know, if I'm going by what we know so far, I think safe to assume her listeners would want more of what she's providing.
All right. So the second part of her question is basically saying, should I continue having both or just focus on the better idea? And that's the whole thing, is you get this sense from her that she's so excited that she's like, oh, should I continue with the old one or go with the better new one? And so I kind of feel like this answers the question for her.
My immediate thought, as someone who has recently, I think last year is when I launched a second podcast, but that one was just more so for fun, right? I don't have a Patreon attached to it or a lot of like risk or responsibility. Like, it's just for fun. It's a completely different thing. And this question kind of resonates with me. It's got me thinking a lot about, you know, my own, you know, situation. And what I'll share is, I think at the moment, I would advise sticking with both until it doesn't make sense to have two. Like, if one is at some point clearly outperforming the other, and there's more opportunity to grow, or whether that be with sponsorships or monetization or growing like the following, then I say make that call down the line. But if you've got it in you to run two shows, I say go for it and don't cut, you know, the other one off until like you've really kind of had a chance to gauge the interest and success of this second one.
I do see where you're coming from. And basically, she just needs to be aware of the considerations that, you know, if you do have two podcasts, you're going to have to host two podcasts. You're going to have to dedicate time to two podcasts. You're going to have to manage socials for two podcasts and try to monetize two podcasts. And it's almost like a separate thing. And so I think that's definitely something to consider. And my concern for her is that she's so excited about this new idea that it's like palpable. And I'm kind of wondering if she's just going to like run with it and be like, this is so much better. It's so fun. I'm enjoying this so much more that the current podcast she has might just kind of like fade into the background. So yeah. I'm kind of circling back to the idea of like maybe a rebrand as opposed to doing a second podcast idea. But yeah, it's definitely something she's going to have to consider, is if she can tie in both, can she make the new podcast idea actually like maybe a segment or like a type of episode? There's podcasts that will do an episode every other week, and then like once a month they have like a special episode, or maybe once a week they have a special episode that is a little bit different from their current format. So I wonder if she could do something like that too.
I like that. So you're basically suggesting maybe test the waters out. instead of launching a full-blown second podcast, kind of test the waters out and see like what the reception will be, right? Like to your point, whether, and I really like the rebrand angle, the more I'm thinking about it, that's a pretty unique way. If there's a way to combine both concepts and ideas, I think a rebrand is a smart way to go. But if she's, you know, dedicated to launching a second one for whatever reason, I think you could kind of get a feelers out there by, like you said, having a special spinoff episode or, you know, like rebranding those episodes in a certain way, engaging the interest there before really diving in. Because to your point, it's, you know, like I said, you know, running one podcast and seeing it succeed, especially for, you know, running three seasons, that's no small feat, you know. So think about all the work that you've probably already put in this first one. And now to think that you've got to like multiply it, yeah, it's not a consideration I would say take lightly. And, you know, really kind of think about your passion and, you know, if your heart's really in it. But I will say, if two podcasts does make sense, I would highly advise really taking a look at your workflow, working smarter, right? Like seeing how you can save yourself from doing double the work. And if maybe you can follow the same workflow or be able to, you know, batch record and stuff like that. I think if you go to the two podcast route, you've really got to think about how you're going to approach doing the work for both.
You know, and speaking of working smarter and not necessarily harder, you think about with podcasts, how hard it is to grow a podcast and to get a podcast audience. It is brutal sometimes, especially depending on your niche. So it's kind of like cutting the corner of finding another audience or trying to migrate your current audience over to this new podcast. If she were to somehow incorporate the new podcast idea as a bonus episode, like a weekly bonus episode or monthly bonus episode or something like that, and then just slowly move into a rebrand direction or into another podcast direction if she does decide to like split them off. But it's kind of nice because you're just kind of like ushering your podcast audience into this new idea as opposed to like trying to coax them to come with you over to this other channel.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. And that's, I couldn't imagine trying to convince my current audience for the short box to follow me into like the, I mean, I'm kind of experiencing that now. Granted, it's like two separate subjects, but it's a lot more challenging than you think to retrain essentially your listeners' actions and like kind of routine, right? Like they're used to going to this particular feed that you got, listening to your episodes. They know like the show drops here, to train them to also do like, you know, a second show or go in a different route. It can be challenging, to your point.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would almost say what we've shared so far, I personally really like the idea of testing the waters with special episodes and getting a feeler there and making that final judgment whether you'd launch a second show based on that. See what the performance is on that. Like kind of dip your big toe into the water and see like if it's worth going, adding more work to what you're already doing. I think going the rebrand route is a safe bet for now. Best of luck, Kelly. And, you know, once again, congratulations on the success. Regardless of what option you go, I think you're going to do great.
Yeah, she's going to nail it. Well, thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Podcasting Q&A, Botter. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to join me for this.
This was awesome. Thank you so much, Jordan.
I hope this episode of Podcasting Q&A has been helpful to you. If you have a question you'd like us to answer on a future episode, go to podinbox.com/buzzsprout or click the link in the show notes to leave us an audio message. And as always, keep podcasting.